Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T. Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. Welcome back from the brief hiatus. Hope everybody had a nice Pesach, a nice Passover. We're in 513 Hey Yud Gimel. All previous episodes are at anchor.fm/RebbeT. We only have a couple more weeks left and then we're going to take our summer hiatus, God willing, and we'll come back next season in Mirta Hashem with a different commentary. Let's look at the different ways of giving tzedakah. Arba midos binos ne tzedakah. There are four types of charitable donors. Harotze she yitain velo yitno acherim eino ra'a bishel acherim. One who desires that he will give, but others should not give, looks disparagingly at the money of others. Yitno acherim v'hu lo yitain eino ra'a bishalo. One who desires that others should give, but he will not give, he is stingy with his own money. Yitain v'yitno acherim chasid. One that desires that he should give money and others should give money, that is a pious person, the best type of giving. Lo yitain v'lo yitno acherim rasha. One who desires that he will not give and others should not give is a wicked person. We want to be very generous people. We want to be very giving people. We want others to give while we should give, not just of our money, of our time. Best way to do that is to be involved in giving and to have others giving as well, want others to give as well. Here we're talking about four different types of attitudes toward the giving of charity. Follows a discussion of which students get first priority for funding, since there's no greater charitable cause than subsidizing Torah study, as explained by Medrash Shmuel. So the phrase charitable donors implies that each of the four actually give charity. We shall see that two of the four actually do not give at all. Rather, the Mishnah is discussing four different attitudes towards the giving of charity, as explained by Rav Magen Avos and Tiferes Yisrael. Other explanations by Midrash Shmuel and Tiferes Yisrael explain four cases discuss individuals who do give money with different intentions and attitudes. They're preserving the literal translation of the text. So the first one is one that who desires that he give but others not. He's looking disparagingly at them. The first type of mindset is one in which charity is regarded as a vehicle for self-aggrandizement. By positioning himself as a sole benefactor of the community, he makes his peers appear stingy by comparison. His hope is that this will not only mar the reputation, thereby bringing more honor to himself, but that God will repay them for their stinginess and kind by taking away their fortunes. See Rav Rashi Machzor Vijim Irin Ravachia. Or at the very least, this jealous donor wishes to retain sole rights to all of the wealth and reputation that is accorded those who give charity, as explained by Rav Yonah. We learned above that giving charity guarantees man increased wealth. Emerges as such an individual has no concern for the greater good, since he would selfishly deprive potential recipients of the public's generosity for the sake of his own honor, as explained by Rav Yonah. And the Tana summarizes the disparaging attitude toward the money of others with the words eino ra'a, his eye is evil. Now the second one says that others should give but he not, he's stingy with his own money. This individual conducts himself in a very hard-hearted manner, a virus leave. Rashi, and would rather his peers, and that's what Rashi said, this person would rather his peers contribute to charity so that he can keep the poor man's due, which others would have come from his own pocket for himself. He's not wicked, though, as in the Mishnah's final case, would certainly part with his money to provide for the needy if no one else is able to do so. In keeping with what Deuteronomy explains, that you should not harden yourself or close your hand against the destitute, as explained by Tosfos Yontif and Medrash Shmuel. Although it uses the same words eino ra in both the first two cases, here they connote stinginess with one's own money. Whereas in the first one, the previous case, they connote a disparaging outlook towards the money of others, as explained by Rashi. Now let's look at the third one. So one who desires that he will give and others should give is the pious one, the best one. This individual not only desires to give generously of his own money to charity, but encourages others to do the same. His enthusiasm for giving bespeaks a great compassion, hence the title pious, as explained by Rambam commentary and Meiri. At face value, it seems excessive to bestow the noble title of piety upon anyone with such an attitude, for most people give charity and desire that others should as well. While this is true, the extent of most people's generosity is to meet the needs of the poor. The beggar has been provided for them, there is no reason to give him more money. The pious donor desires that both he and others should give to the same poor man, providing him with more than just the basic necessities, as is explained by Tosfos Yom Tov. And King Solomon alluded to this when he explains in Proverbs, "The soul that blesses will grow fat, as well as one who causes others to sate while he also sates." The first half describes one who gives charity, the soul that blesses, while the second half speaks of a greater level of charity that are motivating others to give, in addition to giving his own money, as explained by Rav Yonah and Chassid Yavetz and Medrash Shmuel. And the Tana resumes his labeling of the individual as pious or wicked from Mishnah 11. Unlike man's intellectual capabilities described in the previous Mishnahs, generosity is completely under his control. And if he desires that he will not give and others should not give, that's the wicked person. This is the epitome of cruelty. For not only does he turn a blind eye to the needs of the less fortunate, but he is inexplicably encouraging others to imitate him. Hence the title wicked, as explained by Rambam commentary and Meiri. As in the first case above, such an individual has no concern for the greater good, since he contrives to suppress any display of public generosity, as explained by Magen Avos. Medrash Shmuel understands that this person actually does give money to charity, but resentfully. He believes that if the poor would exert themselves to earn an honest living, even if they have to resort to manual labor, then the public would have no need to support them. It is this callous disregard for the welfare of the poor which earns him the title wicked. The truth is that the four attitudes listed here toward the giving of charity can apply to any mitzvah or praiseworthy trait. The Chana chose charity because its obligation is more immediate and its reward is great, as explained by Medrash Shmuel. Interestingly, I believe the Rambam explains that there are 8 levels to tzedakah. The highest level, I believe, is when you're able to give someone a job. Because when you give someone a job, you give them the ability to support themselves. There's a famous phrase that says, better than giving someone fish for fishing for him is teaching someone else how to fish for himself. Or that's loosely paraphrased. It's basically teaching someone the trade, teaching someone how to do something for themselves. Giving them the opportunity to have a job to earn for themselves really allows them to be self-sufficient. That's really the highest level of charity, because it allows them to take the onus upon themselves. Nobody really wants to accept charity. Nobody likes to accept charity. People want to be independent. People, especially the breadwinners, want to feel like they could support the family without needing help. They want to feel like they could be able to shoulder the burden and provide for their family without having to rely on handouts of others. So when you give someone a job, you give them a livelihood, you teach them a craft, you give them a craft or an occupation or a job that allows them to still be self-sufficient and allows them to retain their honor, retain their ability and stability to support the family, and allows them to retain some modicum of self-respect. The level right under that, I believe, is when it's anonymous, where you give to the person anonymously. You don't know who gets the charity, and the person who gets the charity doesn't know where it comes from. So at least if he needs to take the charity, it's anonymous on all levels, so he doesn't have to feel embarrassed, he doesn't have to feel ashamed, he doesn't have to feel like he's relying on others and feel like a blow to his self-esteem or a blow to his inability to take care of his family, unfortunately. So if we take that in mind and we try to keep the highest levels of giving the charity anonymously or teaching people or giving people jobs if possible, along with wanting to be able to help people, if Nei Meshur Sadin, above the letter of the law, by giving generously more than just the basic needs and wanting others to give generously more than the basic needs, and that way hopefully we could help everybody and we could all become more charitable and help out the world and society at large. Join us next time as we talk about 4 types of traits of people who go to study in the study hall here on the PAL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.